Alright, thanks.
I'm James Bennett, owner of Coffee Express and Grill in Bilston.
I've got my hot chocolate, so I'm quite a happy girl. Tell me how business is going, James.
Yeah, business is going well. We've been a little bit quiet in the mornings, but the afternoons are really taking off now, especially with the kids being away from school.
Coffee Express is part of a family business because your granddad's been in the town for more than 50 years or so in business, hasn't he?
My granddad set up the first shop back in 1947. We've got one on the market now. We've just opened a new one in the High Street. Tried a different line. We've gone down the American diner theme for this one.
On the back wall, you've got a massive picture of Times Square. You've got the New York taxis. Are you a bit of a coffee connoisseur yourself?
Well, I never used to be, but since I've started making it and I've had to really get into how it all works, yeah, definitely, I like my coffee.
Do you have like a most popular order? Is there something that people of Bilston love in their coffee?
Yeah, caramel lattes. Everybody seems to love them, yeah.
Have you had to do much advertising?
People don't generally know you're here. You have to break them out of their patterns. Most of them walk around, they go to the chip shops, what they've been used. You know, you've really got to advertise in the face to let them know that you're here. A lot of them think it's a bit too posh for Bilston.
Have you made a conscious effort to try and not be like the big names that on every corner of every big city?
We've tried to portray that image of the big names, but without the stupid prices. You can't just walk into the game and think you know it all. You've got to earn respect from your customers.
When BBC WM did our summer tour, when we came to Bilston, one of the things that market traders and business owners in the town were telling us was that it gets a bit of a ghost town in the afternoon.
As soon as 4 o'clock comes, it's as if someone's turned the tap off, everyone's just gone, like, do you know what I mean? It all evolves from the town being a market town, and they tend to go home for like 2 o'clock. It's kind of like flowed over into the High Street.
I'm Norman Bennett, owner of Bennett's Bar in Bilston, James Bennett's father. I started in 72. My mum and dad were already there, so it's 5 decades.
Is it in the blood?
It's the only way we know to make any money.
What kind of advice did you give your son when he was setting up?
Just every time you serve somebody, do the best thing you can give them, and then they might come back again.
I guess it's having a relationship with the people of Bilston that will keep you in business.
Yeah definitely. Yeah. A lot of the customers know us by name and that walk past shouting to you. They're generally nice, down-to-earth people in Bilston.
You must have survived not only the recent recession, but the...
All the recessions.
All the recessions.
Yeah.
Is there a magic trick to that?
The magic trick is a lot of people live in Bilston. They've been out of work for, like, since the 70s. So they don't know any different than the people. It's just a lot of people claiming the benefits and coming to spend it in the shopping centre instead of going to Wolverhampton or Birmingham.
The town has adjusted to a certain level of unemployment.
Yeah. Definitely, because there ain't many jobs except working in shops or going shopping themselves.
Anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it. Thank you very much. Thank you.